Gamescom. First of all, what did you make of that one? Frustrating, or do you feel we're about right, the result?
Is it frustrating as a result of about right? I thought we've been beaten by a good team. That's what we've been beaten by. But I think up until 43 minutes, there's not a lot in it. They had the ball. We didn't have many chances, but then neither did they. And we got done by a bit of a wonder goal, to be honest.
Was the plan more to stop them from attacking than putting them on the back foot?
Well, the game is generally getting the ball off them and stopping them playing, and then playing when you've got it. Our problem is we didn't particularly play well when we had it, but we did stop them playing.
So what did you say at half-time? Because obviously it must have been a bit of a blow to have been fairly equal and then be beaten by that goal.
That sums it up, really. But we had to be better with the ball, which we hadn't created many chances. But it's 1-0, and I don't think the second half started at any great rate either. And then they get a free kick, and the score from the resulting melee afterwards, you know. And unfortunately, that kind of put it to bed because we were struggling to get chances out of it. Although Jordan Spence, who I thought was good today, if we score from that. And who knows, it's fine detail.
Did you feel the need to make any tactical changes, either 1-0 down or 2-0?
I did.
With the sub? Well, or before it went to 2-0, rather?
I did. If you were watching the game, you'd have seen what I did. So.
It seemed a lot of long balls were still going up and the midfield weren't really supporting the two forwards.
Well, that's... glad you've done the analysis on it, but I did make tactical substitutions.
You went to a 4-3-3, didn't you? What did you think of Moore when he came on?
I went to 4-4-2 in the end as well, so I made two tactical changes. So I thought Kiefer did all right, actually. I was pleased with him. What's he going to do? He comes on as a sub, you 2-0 down. He had a good turn in the box and didn't quite catch it right. He held it up a couple of times, he won a few headers. If he does that well, I mean, come on for 20 minutes, he did okay, Kiefer. But I'm happy enough with him.
As an overall response to Tuesday night, Nick, how did you feel it was? I mean, you said up until the first goal, there wasn't a lot in it. Did you feel that you did get an element of response to Tuesday night's performance?
Without a doubt, I was never worried about getting a response from Tuesday night. Whatever happens in the FA Cup, I've no idea. But the lads have been great all season in terms of the way they go about the job, the professionalism, the work rate. Yeah, we could be better with the ball. You know, and despite Huddersfield, they're good pressing as well. No question, I was pleased with the response of our lads.
You mentioned Jordan Spence. Considering he's been without a club most of the season, he didn't look too ring rusty today.
No, I was really pleased with him. Josh has done nothing wrong, but Josh was just knackered on Tuesday night, having played Saturday, Tuesday, and he's not gone through that yet of Saturday, Tuesday. I was happy with him. He played really well, I thought.
I was going to ask you about Josh, because we obviously spoke on Thursday about perhaps using the second half of the season to develop some of the younger players, but that was just purely a case of Josh, you know, the Saturday, Tuesday schedule that you mentioned.
Well, I've got fresh legs, and fresh legs who can play as well as that, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't use them. You know, developing players. We need to pick up points. We need to be hard nosed, and that's what we'll have to be for the rest of the season.
And just as if you didn't need any more injuries, your goalkeeper goes down with an illness overnight as well.
Yeah, doesn't help. But we've struggled with injuries all season, as you know. And I could do without the sickness bug hitting us between now and next week.
Do you feel that the second half, once you went 2-0 behind, do you feel that the sort of a bit of hangover from Tuesday and sort of a bit lacking confidence? Do you feel that the side is lacking a bit of confidence at the moment because of the sort of inconsistent results?
Well, quite clearly, we're playing against a team who are playing very well in the top six, and they are full of confidence. And the place is bouncing as well. Even driving up, you can see that outside, the amount of people are here. So that has a real positive effect on the team. It's not quite the same for us, but I'm not suggesting we lack confidence now, not at all.
It's a tough run you've got coming up as well.
Yeah.
When we look at the table, it's 10 points ish from relegation, 10 points around from the playoffs. Does relegation concern you given the difficult games that are coming up? Does it feel as something that's sort of a real sort of thing on the issue, on the agenda, as it were?
Well, it depends what happens next week, I guess. I said if we go to Preston and win, suddenly we might be 12 points clear of the relegation zone, then we suddenly start looking upwards again. But while ever if teams start catching us up, it always becomes a worry, of course.
And we talk about the injured players. Many are Teddy Bishop's playing for the 23s tomorrow.
He is.
Is there much of a prospect of many of the others being ready? Dave McGoldrick next week, perhaps?
No, he's not. He's not been on the grass at all yet.
Transfer-wise, Mick, I think you've been linked with Diagaraga at Leeds with a loan deal. Is that something that's close to happening?
That's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, someone just to bring in and maybe add a bit of power to physicality to your midfield.
Yeah, and then a bit of ability. He was the one at Brentford that got on the ball and started it all off, and in that really good team that got in the playoffs, so I'm delighted with that one.
Yeah, you need bodies in at the moment. The squad is pretty thin on the ground, isn't it? So
yeah,
to
it
get
is.
Another one in.
Yeah, well, I look in the dressing room there, and Diggers has just come back from being out 8 weeks. I thought he did well today. Jordan Spencer's come in and not played a game all season. Signed one from Forest Green and Kiefer Moore, who I think did well. I was on the pitch. I've got Tristan Nyden on the bench and Adam McDonald travelling. It's been a tough whole season for that. So yeah, it would be nice to have some fresh faces.
Is that with a view to perhaps a longer term deal in the summer? Because I think he's out of favour at Leeds, isn't he?
It's funny that, that's always the question. We're taking him on loan until the end of the season.
And Stephen Taylor, apparently you are in talks with Stephen.
He's going to train on Monday.
Yeah, and he's the free agent, so it's a good opportunity. You need a centre half cover, don't you, at the moment?
That's the reason he's coming in.
Yeah, but I think he's a very experienced Premier League player and would be an asset to the squad, wouldn't he?
Absolutely, if he's fit. He's been out in America playing. And we'll have a look at him next week, but yeah, he was a very good player.
Just finally, Mick, and Marcus was here today. I know he goes to a lot of the away games, it's not anything out of the ordinary, but have you had a chat with him after the game? Did you do that over the phone?
Before now?
Sorry?
Before coming in here?
Yeah, I didn't know if you see him before or after the game, during match day or anything. I know it's a bit...
No, you're kidding me. Yeah. I've got things to do,
yeah,
so... You know, I've got duties to perform. I go and speak to the radio, to the TV, to come and see you guys. I spoke to the players, so no, I haven't spoke to you, Mr. Stewart, now.
Right, but sometimes the fans sort of go, "Oh, the owner's here, and you know, so you must be having a chat with the manager, etc., etc." There's nothing out of the ordinary of Marcus being at a game, is there?
I didn't even know he was here.
Okay.
I mean, so if he's here to watch my performance and see what the fans think, it'd be well great. That's fine.